Hi, I'm Braden Johnson, the Treasurer of the Nibbing Progress Association.
And Fiona Martin, the Vice President of Nibbing Progress.
600 hectares on this side of the road, which is we totally lease, and yeah, this is all ours. And there's another 330 on the other side of the road, which we share crop 50-50 with the farmer over that side.
And just run us through quickly how this whole situation started and how it works.
I guess this really came up as an opportunity around 3 years ago when there was a share farm opportunity with a sheep mob, which were Wellard Rural, and we were given the opportunity to put the crop in. So we jumped at it as a community, and that way we were able to pool all the money together from the harvest proceeds. And that's what really kicked things off for the very first year. We had a large bucket of money, and we really lifted our horizons then what we could do as a community. And we cropped again another year after that, and since then we've actually gone on and purchased a pub with our community crop proceeds. And what we're looking at is a future cropping program to basically renew a building because it's a dilapidated old pub. So there is some immediate works that we're doing in terms of accommodation and the dining and meals area. And then above and beyond that, we're actually looking for splitting the project into accommodation and basically a new community hub building, which we're really rapt. We've scored 150,000 in grant funding, so that's fantastic. That's going to start our accommodation.
What really started off this whole situation? I mean, how many years of it was it talking to different members of the community to see, what the interest was in setting up a project like this?
Well, we sort of, I don't know, the crop just happened one year. It just happened. Oh, yeah, let's do it. And then we had to figure out what we were going to do with the money. So we had a few town meetings and we had a list of things that everyone wanted done in the town. And sort of, because we lost our winter sports, we still got a couple of clubs left. But yeah, we lost our winter sports and nothing really going on the weekends. So that's what everyone put their name on, as they wanted to buy the pub because it was pretty run down and get it going again, somewhere to go and meet. And yeah, that's how it all started, really. The community's bonded pretty well. Like, yeah, a lot of people bring their machinery up here free of charge, and we sort of try and wax it up a bit to say if you bring an air seeder, well, then some other people bring harvesters and stuff like that. And then when it comes to spraying, we sort of pick a day, and whoever's available can bring the gear up, and it's been working quite well. And then people that don't have machinery, like people live in town, they come up and help pick rocks and feed us on the days and stuff like that. So yeah, it's worked quite well.
So we've been out and seen the community crop, and now we're seeing the fruits of its labour. Walked into the pub in town, checkered floor, which I believe hasn't changed in about 3 decades, maybe.
No, but fantastic furniture, which our lessee has put in, and we have comfy lounge chairs now for more of a sit-down area, and a coffee machine, which you never would have seen placed on a bar here before. Not only that, you look up and there's an amazing cheese board on display. There's a menu that is absolutely to die for, so it's really bringing people into town.
I know that this is part of bringing the town all together and being a community hub and a place where people want to come and gather. But what were things like before that? What have they been like, and what really motivated you to kind of turn things around?
I guess it was the reliability of meals. So we didn't really have a kitchen or a chef that was operating. And I guess now there's a place where people can actually book meetings and at the same time get food put on, as well as served a coffee. And yeah, it's just really brought people into town, particularly families. So the environment's changed, and I guess we could showcase out the back of our backyard blitz that we did.
Should we go have a look out the back?
Yeah.
Yeah, there used to be an old asbestos shed in the corner and an old tin tank and stuff in this corner. So yeah, a bit of a renovation, and up she all come, and down went a bit of lawn.
And well used by the children. Yeah, kicking a footy around and just gets them interactive with each other.
I mean, this is, we're not in a big town. How important is it to have somewhere that is just a place where people can actually, come and really meet again as complete families?
It's a essential need for people to meet more on a regular basis. Quite often people are stuck on farms in isolated situations, and it draws people into town. And I think it really helps bring back kids that have actually gone away for education, so they can socialise their children on the weekends and connect them with their community. So quite often they've gone away to boarding school and you really go for a long time without seeing those children, and it keeps them in touch. And it's a happening place at the moment, and that's really what one of our key aims is, to retain young people and connect them.
And just having a place to come and meet again is just important for the adults to have someone to have a chat to. How important is that for people?
Oh, very important, especially when we're all looking for rain. You can come here and talk about something else other than rain and, yeah, get your mind off it for a little while. And yeah, good catch-up, because you don't see many people when you're at work every day. There's only you and maybe one other person. So, yeah, it's always good to have a talk and a bit of a joke. Yeah. Everyone knows one another, so the kids all get on, and you don't have to. Everyone looks after one another's kids, and it's, yeah, it just works out well.
We're quite lucky we have a Main Street location, and in having a pub that can offer so much more and turn it into a hub, it really is going to be an image thing and a facelift for a small town. It's been a long time, probably, since anyone's built a brand new building in town, so we're really looking to give it a major workover and demolish in the future. And rebuild to something that's multi-purpose in the main street. And, yeah, we really aren't putting our hand up to say we want our town to die. We want it to thrive. And, yeah, Classic is, at the moment, we have young principal in town. And if we have somewhere that's happening, they're obviously going to be more inclined to stay in a town like ours than probably a town that can't offer as much. So, yeah, everyone's behind it and driving it really hard because, like you said, it's an easy place to go to, and it is open 7 days a week. So, yeah, it's fantastic, open to anyone, and really is a community space.